Supporters of Dr. Afia Siddiqui staged a walk on Sunday to press the United States administration for her immediate release. They also criticized the Pakistan government for illegal detentions in the country. Now, joining us this morning on the line, we have Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, sister of Afia Siddiqui, and she talks to us live this morning from Pakistan. Dr. Fawzia, once again, Jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Walaikum as-salam and jazakallah for having me on your program.
Can you give us some details about the march, where it took place, what was the attendance like?
Alhamdulillah, we were, as you all know, that in March, it would be 13 years, and it'd be the 13th anniversary of Afia's kidnapping. And so we were planning, as you know, all over the world, there will be demonstrations and mobilizations and awareness on a new scale that, you know, 13 years is a long time. And we were going to do the same thing. And what happened is that we had some high court, we have some cases pending in the high court here in Pakistan and Islamabad High Court, for which I am right now in Islamabad. So before that, we wanted to do something as a solidarity. So we decided to do a march because during this case and our investigation, we found out that there are over 3,000 women and children who were rendered from Pakistan into foreign jails and, CIA sites, withholding sites or torture sites or whatever you want to call them. And that is a significant number.
Mm.
And no one knows about them because, brothers and sisters have their lives and parents, just the sheer impact of having their daughter or their children disappear, just the shock of that, mothers usually are unable to bear it and they die. And fathers are either too sick or too old to do anything without the support of their other children, and some don't even have siblings. So that is a very significant number, and that literally shook us all. And so we brought up the slogan, daughters are not for sale.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the march yesterday, we understand that there were many political representatives of different political parties. What kind of promises did they make? Do you believe those promises, or do you think it's just political speak?
After 13 years, I mean, this was a public march, and the people there, initially, they were all just general people, women, children, just people that had come out from their houses, from there, and they were just joining, rickshawwalas and general middle-class Pakistanis, the majority of Pakistanis. It was 14th of February. There was a lot of dispute. There were a lot of things, you know, going on because of the day, the date and everything. But it was a Sunday, and we had already, announced it. And there were children, and there were women who had come out. There were some guitar players that had come out, and, you know, they did a song, and they, with their guitar, they did Istiqamat Ko Teri Salam. They sang that. It was just an atmosphere that was amazing. And it really gave me, just the sheer thought of 13 years, it mellows you down, and it just kind of gives you some despair. But yesterday's walk and the way the people turned out, and children were bringing hearts in which they were written, "We love Afia," and all made by themselves and pictures. And that really gave me hope, a renewed sense of hope.
Hmm. What about media coverage?
It is after that, when we started walking, that the political parties started. When they saw the huge, massive turnout,
mm-hmm.
which was way beyond our expectations, because we had done it in a very secluded, like at the outskirts of Karachi. There's a big safari park, as you can say by the name. It's a safari, so it's not going to be very close to a lot of thickly populated areas. So it was from there to the very first, so it's less than a kilometer walk, so it was a small token. I just gave a call, and all we did was social media, just tweeting and WhatsApp, and alhamdulillah. And then all the political leaders started coming, giving their show of solidarity. They were there to lead the march and, you know, to make speeches, and all of them very positive as always. So there we are.
Did the media give this adequate coverage? Are they still keeping the flag, holding the flag when it comes to Afia?
I don't think so. I had to fly immediately out to Islamabad, if the local newspapers did, then, but the channels and all, I mean, the way, if a march about one-fourth of what this was, if it was done by one of the leading political leaders right now, it would be on TV. I mean, they would be showing the preparations. They would be showing, you know, they would have shown the whole thing, how people, how these singer groups just came out, sang a song and left. You know, people were coming in, walking, showing solidarity and leaving. There were poor people. There was this this person who sells, you know, paupers, little chips for like just 10 rupees. That's a very... And he just came and he asked for a flag and he said, I want that. And he started giving us these. And we said, well, how much are these? No, we don't want them right now. And he said, no, I'm not taking money from you. This is my contribution to people who are walking.
Hmm.
And this was his whole day's earning that he gave. And I said, what will you do? You know? And he said, if one day my children don't eat or anything, imagine what our sisters and daughters outside there are going through.
Somehow.
It will be worth it. This is the least I can do. And he starts crying. I tried to force him with some money, but he started crying. These are the people that have kept Pakistan alive. It's not those big leaders that shout empty slogans.
Mm. Finally, Dr. Fauzia, is your main point of focus now the legal route in Pakistan in terms of this continuous struggle for the freedom of Sister Afia?
My main, actually, the legal avenue is one avenue, but I mean the legal system, it seems whether it's in the U.S. or whether it's Pakistan, justice has just become an empty slogan. It's for the rich. It's actually all benefits for the rich, and if someone is poor or non-affording, then he is just destined to be guilty even if he hasn't done anything. We had an order from Sindh High Court in 2013 to sign the international treaty. And it's now 2016 and we filed a contempt. And even to that, you know, it's over a year and still no effect. And yet, and here in Islamabad, the Deputy Attorney General of Pakistan himself is saying that I concede with the order and this is a very doable thing. We're not even discussing the merits or demerits of the case. India, Saudi Arabia, they got all their prisoners back using the same treaty. All the convicted prisoners, they get transferred to their home country. This would benefit not just us, it would benefit a lot of Pakistanis who have been held for trivial things and are just lying and rotting in jails. Mm. And America is a signatory and has signed. So it's not, and the court, the judge is there and sends a ruling, and the government is just sitting there. And now I've been told that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has the recommendations from the ministry and the law ministry that to sign, and once it's signed, everything will go into motion. And he for the past like since September, and nothing has been done. So I'm here in Islamabad right now, and I request your prayers let's see what the judge comments on this new development.
Dr. Fauzia, jazakumullah for your time. Our du'as are ongoing for your efforts and also for the freedom of Sister Afia. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy and make one of these initiatives, inshallah, successful.
Jazakallah khumul khair for giving us time and raising your voice for the oppressed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui talking to us live from Islamabad in Pakistan this morning. It's 4 minutes to 8.
Sister of your cries in jail, streaming tears of grief and weeping. Your sister of your cries in jail, streaming tears of grief and weeping. All of the time these words on her lips, in Qasim, when will you come? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. The children and elderly call out to you, mothers and sisters call out to you. The children and elderly call out to you, mothers and sisters call out to you. La ilaha illallah.